Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Meseches Chulin, Daf Ayin. The previous sugya towards the bottom of Samach Tesum Beis brought a machlokes Rav Huna and Rabba if by Bechor we say L'mafreyahu Kaddish or Yimikana L'habo Kaddish. And the Gemara said the Nafkamina was in a case where Yotza Shlish and a Machri Levkin Chavimin. And then it was a Chazi Yatza Shlish. According to Rav Huna that holds the Mafreyu Kaddish, so that invalidates the Mechir retroactively, and it's Kaddish, the Bechor is Kaddish. According to Rabbah, who holds Mekan Labo, who Kaddish, the Kedusha's Bechor is not Chal. Now the Gemara in Daf Ayin is Medayik our Mishnah. It's the Tanana, Mevekeres, Mekasha, Leleid, Mechatech, Ever, Ever, Mashech, Leklovin. Having a Bechor, and Mekasha, Leleid, it cuts off the Ever at a time, he is able to throw the klovim. The Gemara's medayik, my lav mechateich umaniach. You don't throw it away. The amr to mafreya kodesh, you cover me boile. If you hold a mafreya kodesh, that means the kedusha is chal mafreya on every miut that was yoytze. L'chayra, then why is the din that mechateich umashlich? It should be mechateich, it can't be mechateich umaniach. You can't cut it. The Gemara's achamay eskinim, mechateich umashlich. It's talking about that you cut it and you throw it away. And mechatei meniach is taki you cover. In other words, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that you can't say l'mafreya u'kaddish because it should be you cover. It can't be just mechatech meniach. It's chal kedusha l'mafreya. And the Gemara says, talk about mechatech u'mashlich. Here we see that kedusha is chal mafreya on every miut, but only the fee according to the mitzias that's there at the Mishas Gemara Leida. And since it was the Ivarim were nechal, the Ivarim were nechtach, and when lishlach were thrown away, the kedusha doesn't have what to be chal. The Shidin Kubetz is in Tmura and Daf Chavdal and Beis. It's in Hashmatis and Eis Chav Beis. It's from him. It's Mashma that the Kavan of the Gemara is that it's only Chal Kedushas Bechor LeMafreya if LeMaisi could be Chal Kedushas Bechor in the whole Behema. Mashenke when you Mashlich where it's not Leisa Kamon, then it's not Shach to be Chal Kedushas LeMafreya. But the Chayra, we can the Chayrim ask on the Gemara why wasn't the Gemara not Medayik from the fact that it's also to be Matal Amum and Kachim. The din is that you're not allowed to make a mum in the Bechor, if it's Kaddish. So the Gemara should have asked, according to Avunu, holds the Mafreyu Kaddish, how is it mutter to be Chaytech the Evarim of the Ubar? Bechor, it's Chal Kedush L'Mafreya, and every Aver Mishas, Yitziyasai. Now we had mentioned in the previous year, that according to the Biskarov and according to the Chazanish, even if in the Shita of Rav Huna, that we say L'Mafreyu Kaddish, it doesn't mean that the actual Kedusha is mamish chal mafreya. The kedusha mamish is not chal mafreya. The din of lemafreya or kodesh is negay the din peter rechem. That we give it a din peter rechem lemafreya. So then, if the kedusha is taken not chal mafreya, it's not shver why you're able to mechatech. You're able to mechatech. The kash of the gemara is only not why you're allowed to do that. That you're allowed to do even lemafreya or kodesh. The gemara is asking, but lemais is going to be chal kedusha, and the din now should be that it should be a cover. And the Gemara says it was talking about mechatech umashlich. It's not here now. But according to a Rashi, understands the Pashta of Rashi, the Kedusha is chal mafreya mamish. So if the Kedusha is taki chal mafreya mamish, so why wasn't the Gemara medayik als mitzade isati matlamum in kachim? Her you could answer that according to Rashi, there's no isati matlamum in this Bechor, because the whole Chalois Kedusha L'Mafreya is according to what was B'Shas B'Leda. And since B'Shas B'Leda, it's a Balmum, so L'Mafreya, it was Atolas Mum in a Balmum. And there's no Isser of being Matal Mum in a Balmum. And not you're allowed to make a Mum in a Bechor Balmum. The only Isser is to be Matal Mum in a carbon that's not, that at the Tumim, that's not a Balmum. A Bechor that has Kedusha. Possibly, this is what the Sheet in Gubetz has meant, that we mentioned before, the Sheet in Tzmura, that the Kedusha of the Bechor is Chala Mafreya according to the Metzias B'Shas Leda. That means, if it's possible to be Chal Kedusha Bechor in the whole Behema, so then it's Chal, that Lamafreya. But with Mashlich, with Leisei Kamon, it's not Shach to be Chal Mafreya. That means, Lamafreya, it's a Balmum, and you'll be Mat Lamum in a Balmum. So if you mat the mum and bal mum, there's taka no iser, and that's the pshat according to Rashi, why the Gemara was not medayik mitzad the iser of the mat the mum. The Stipler says that even if you say the kedusha is chal mafreya, but that's only on the shlish that was yoytze, not on the whole bechor. And a shlish of a bechor is begeder bal mum. A shlish of bechor, which is a begeder bal mum, there's no iser to matel a mum in a bal mum. So therefore, the gabi yenishlish, this takano iser vatolas mum. And that's why the Gemara wasn't medayik, mitzad iser being matal mum bekotchen. Bemis Toisvis clearly learns that kedushas chalam afreya kibshutai. And Taisus speaks out, the reason why there's no iser of being matal mum in kotchen, in a bechor, is because ikal ukme bin nefel. The lechazi la'akrova, the lekabe iser. Taisus says it's possible to say the Gemara is talking about a nefel, which is not roi la'akrova. And if it's not roi la'akrova, there's no iser in matal amum. But lemaisa has a kedusha, and therefore the Gemara asks, you cover me boyle. Also Taisus another teretz, inami, mechatech koinim shiyotz la'avir ha'olam. It's talking about where you cut it before it was yoytze. It means Taisus holds that if you're mashach, it's not boyle, there's no iser of atolas mum in a bechor. The Masha says in Taisvis that there's no Iser Matol's Mum in the Chelik, which is Lefnim, which was Nadayin LeYotze LeChutz. Only that which is Yotze LeChutz is Niskadosh Mafreya. But that which is inside was not Niskadosh Mafreya. And as we mentioned in previous Shurim, this Masha, but that's the Teretz to why there's no Iser to Yimatla Mum in that which remained inside, Kodim Shatzavi Elaylam, because the Din LeMafreya Kodesh is only in that which was Yotze, and not that which was Lefnim. Mikivegas Ma'ir, he asks for a shayl, that l'choyer, why aren't you choshish, that maybe miyad, the roiv was yoytzeh, before you were mashlich. And then you were over my friend, and I told us mum. It's not a dover rochik to be choshish, that maybe shemetelet. It's takash, starker shayla, why isn't there a chashash, how are you allowed to do it? Why isn't there a chashash, maybe right away the roiv will go out, before you have a chance to be mashlich. And then you'll be over my friend, and I told us mum. The next Gemara, boy rova. Rav has a shayla holcho beivarim acher haroiv. Oiloi holcho beivarim acher haroiv. Do you go but beivarim after the roiv or not? The Gemara has a havamin and a maskana. The Gemara's havamin is that was yotze roiv miut aver, and the shayla is the miut aver go after the roiv that was yotze, or the miut aver goes after the roiv, the aver that was still inside. And the Gemara's taket poisha that they go after the roiv, the ubar, not after the roiv, the aver. Then the Gemara declares by Yotza, if Chetzi of Merev Aver. And the Shaila is, only half went out. Do we say that the Miat that still remains inside does not go Basa the Rav Aver, or does not go Basa the Rav Aver? The Rishayin, the Rajman, the Ramban, Amma'er, that Lachar this Mamish Deiboy we had earlier, on Dasama Chesam Abeis, Im Yesh Leid Leivarim, Ein Leid Leivarim. That means, is there Shem Leid on each Aver Bifnei Atzmi or not? So what's the Gemara now clearing a shayla of holcha mevarim achar roiv or not? The Rashi Taka speaks out b'shem the Ramban that the two shaylas are not totally one zeh bozeh. Both shaylas of the Gemara are whether the man d'omar yesh leid levarim or whether the man d'omar ain't leid levarim. Explains the man d'omar yesh leid levarim could be it's not called a leida unless the whole aver or roiv of the aver is bechutz and the mid of the aver b'fnim is nigrach harubai which is oimid lotzes. But over here, the ma'ase only mute shleiver went out, so kubi there's no din of yishleid levarim bechlal. And even the mandamro holds ain leid levarim kubi. The reason why it's not called leida is because the roiv of the ubar is mifnim. But in the tzad of the gemara, roiv of the ubar is mechutz. Kubi you go by the roiv of ubar, and then it would be considered leida. And so too, the same shayla, same nekudo, same balance of that it's not totally zeh bazeh is in the shayla of yotze chetzi of roiv aver. The mandamro that holds ain leida. That's because Reva the Uber is Bifnim. Reva the Uber is Bifnim, so that's why in Leida, Leivarim. But over here, where Chetzi was Bachutz, could be his maskim that it's considered a Leida. And even the Mandamro holds Yesh Leid Leivarim, you could say that's only in the din of Basa Basa the Trefa, that is Chalap Sul Yoitze. But the guy of Bechoyer, which is telling Peterechem, maybe if Chetzi was Yoitze, but Reva Aver, maybe it's not called a Peterechem, the guy of Bechoyer, because the whole Reva of the Uber, the Mais, was not Yoitze. As I state in Rajman, the Rishen Mamarach taka to say that the two shayles of the Gemara are not totally zeh bozeh. L'chayr, the havon in this is that the earlier nidain of yesh leid levarim or ain leid levarim is a shayla klape the aver that was yoytze. An aver that was yoytze doesn't have an iser of basa basad of trefel yisei chelu, the basa was yoytze chutz mechitzasoi, and the aver is nechshav like it was yolud. If the Aver was nechshav like it was Yolud, and the Aver, which is, this Aver, which is Yolud, is Yoytze, has a, it's possible, within Yoytze, like we learn that from the Pasuk of Basa Basada Trefa, the male, the Miyot, that's Bifnim, will also be nechshav like it was Yoytze Chutzim Chitzosai, and it will be Nitzav Shchita Sa'im. That means it's Chal Hashem Leida on the Aver, legabi the din yotze, so that the shechitas aim is not matir. Or do you hold ein leid levarim, them ein leid levarim, and every chelik which is what's out is out, what's in is in. But there's no shem leid legabi the aver to say that even that which is bifnim should be nigrar ach the aver lechutz and have a chalan and a psul yotze. But the nidin is legabi the aver and legabi the psul yotze, which is learned from the pasuk of basa basa the treifa. In our sugya, the nidin is klapi the ganze uber, the whole uber. What's the nidin? The nidin is, do we take the miut erev that's bifnim? Do we say it's nigger after the roiv that went out b'chutz? The gabi that the miut should be part of the cheshbon of yitzias haroiv, and then the uber should be nechshav that it's yolud. It's shalal the gabi the ganze uber. Is the uber a yolud or the uber is not a yolud? Is it a skadish b'chayr? Not a skadish b'chayr. Mele fila mandoma yesh leid levarim. Could be that's only dafka legabi the aver that is nechshav was yotze chutzim chitzosai. If let's say roiv or aver was yotze, so now this roiv aver is chalin or Hashem yotze. It's not nitr b'shchita se'em. It's goyrer the miyut shevifnim to be considered also yolud that it doesn't have a din to be nitr b'shchita se'em. It's chalin the whole aver b'sul yotze, but that's all only legabi the aver itself legabi the b'sul yotze. That's the whole need. That's all shaili yeshay levarim. But not the yachas to Hashem laid on the Uber itself, the whole ganze Uber. Legabi that could be it's not mitzarv the miyad shivifnim to say that now we have a laid on the ganze Uber. So it's not toli zebazet it's veishailas. And so too the mandama that holds ein laid levarim could be holds ein laid levarim because it's not called a laid legabi the aver because reiv the Uber is mifnim. He says it can't be done a laid and an aver. Farzich, and eight laid by itself. You have to judge the whole Uber. And the Reva Uber is Lifnim. Aver, or Reva the Aver was Yoitze Chutzlim Chitzos. Fine. Whatever was Yoitze Chutzlim Chitzos, it was Yoitze Chutzlim Chitzos. There's no Shem Leda on the Aver to say that the Aver is going now the Chelik of Lifnim and the whole Aver is considered Yoitze. There's no Shem Leda on Aver. Reva Uber is Lifnim. It's not, whatever's not outside is not Yolud. Mashenk, in the case of the Gemara by us, declares, in the case of Chetzi B'chutz is a different story. It's not a miut, it's a Chetziav. And the shal is, maybe the miut Eiver is now Mashlin, the Reve Eivarim, and then the whole Uber is considered Yolud. Melot, look, in summary, the two shailas and the two need are two different nidoinim. The shail of the Gemara and the Avsevach Tesim of Beis of Yeshle of early Samachesim Beis Yeshle the Varm Ein Leid Levarim is the shail legabe Chaloy Shem Leid on the Aver Klapi the Din of Yotze which is the Psul Yotze which is learned from the Pasuk Basav Zad Treifa is the Miat Nigrar or not is the Shaiach to be Dada Leid on the Gabe the Aver itself. Mashen Kain the Nidin of Holcha Mevarim Macharayv is Klapi the Uber is the Uber Yolud or not Yolud and that nidoin is not totally in the din of Leishel Levarim. Ein Levarim. Then we look at the whole Uber as a unit, and it could be in Mandarim holds Ein Leid Levarim. But if you have Chetzi Mechutz, then it's Mistarv to Miur Eber to Imashim the Reiv Hevarim, and now you have Reiv Bechutz, and it's a Chayr that was Poyter as a Rechem. Now in the Shaila, what's in the Gei the Shaila? Of Yesh of Holchav Evar Macharev, Aloy Holchav Evar Nacharev. We have Machlekes Rishayim, Machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi is Mefarish to Shail the Gemara Legabi Kedushas Bechor. Is it the Skadish of Bechor or not? If you have Yitzias Reva Ubar, which is Poyter the Rechem, Mele Bichal Kedushas Bechor. If you can't be done Yitzias Reva Ubar, only Chetzi was Bachutz. The Mir Aver is not Nigrar Achter the Reiv. You're not Holchav Evar Macharev. So you don't have a Petter Rechem Yitzias Reva Ubar. You know it's not Poyter the Rechem. Mele it's not Chal Kedushas Bechor. What's nafkamina lahalocha? V'shteitzach. Nafkamina lahalocha is a mutzi matalamum at during that time before it's yoytzim mamish roiv lavir oilam. If only chetzi went out. If it's considered the yesh, if you say holcha bevar macha roiv, and now that chetzi is out, the mir aver will be nigger after roiv aver, and they'll be considered like a peta rechem that the whole bechor was yolud. So then it's kodesh bechor. It's kodesh bechor. You can't matalamum. That's how Rashi learns the sugi kipshutai. The Rambam nils bechorays. He brings down the Shai of the Gemara legabe being poiter habo achrav in bechayra, not gabe kedushas bechayr, chalos kedushas bechayr. The loshon of the Rambam is yotza chatzia uber. If chatzia uber went out, v'uruba yishalev. It's reiv eiver. It's Gemara Shai. Reiv eiver yoytze. Hareiz a sofik im nifter min a bechayr loy nifter. It's a sofik if this pat is the rechem and it's a and the, what comes afterwards not a bechayr. Or it doesn't part the rechem. What comes afterwards is a bechor. Lafikach ha-bo'achar v'safik b'char. Therefore, whatever is nailed afterwards is a safik b'char. So the Rizkirov in Tzvachim is medayik from this Rambam. The Rambam holds that Gabi Kedushas Bechayr, Tim Skadish Bechayra, it's pushed to the Gemara that it's not enough Rav Aver. Rav Aver is not going to draw the Mir Aver to be considered as if Rav of the Uber was Yetz Lachutz. Peter Rechem has no Shaykhas Tevarim. For Peter Rechem to say that the Rav Uber was Yoytse and therefore was Neulad, and if it was Neulad, it was Paitis Rechem, that you need Peter Rechem Mamish. You have to go bust the Klolos HaBeim and not the Evarim. And that's not a Shaila. Chetziv or Rav Aver. Very nice it's Rav Aver, but it's only Chetziv. Chetziv is not Rav. It's not Paitis Rechem. And for that you have to have at least Rav of the actual Ubar or Kuloi in order to be considered Paitis Rechem and the Chalak Dushas Bechir. It's not Chalak Dushas Bechir. It's not the Shaila. So what is the Safi Gemara? The Safi Gemara is, the guy be patring a bo'achmin a bechira. For that, you don't need to be chal a shame peterechem on the rishain. You don't need that. Even we hold, yoitze doifen patas achra min a bechira. It's enough that it would the vlad her rishain was bachutz. Not that it's poitas a rechem. It wasn't poit. Peter, shem pet, nin peterechem needs kulay or rubay. And you go bust the klal sabahemu. But is this considered bachutz or not? That's a different shayla. If you, the rule that holch nacha arroiv could be the mir is considered yoitze lachutz. If it's yoitze lachutz, even though it doesn't have a din peterechem, still, the ba'achim won't be a bechir. Male, the Gemara Shaila is by Yotza Chetzi B'Rev Aver. Do you say the Mir Aver goes after the Rev or not? Holcha Bechavar Macha Rev or not? The Shaila is, do we consider that the Rev is Yotza Lechutz? Like the Gemara Shaila within Zvachim, the Gabi Yotza Chetzi B'Rev Aver, the Gabi Dinah Parman Estrofim. Was it Yotza Lechutz and therefore it's Metam Begodim, not Metam Begodim? That's the Din of the Gemara. But not Legabe the Shem Peterechim. The mem is that the Hemshech HaSugi is not mashmah. The Hemshech HaSugi said, Toshma Yotze Rubay as there is a cover, the Gemara before, Allah, and the Gemara says, Allah, you're going to Yotze Chetziv Rav Aver. It's mashmah in the Gemara that the boy is on the Vlad Rishtak, if it's a Skadish B'Chayr now. Not like the Rishkrov's Pshat in the Rambam, that it's posh, it's not a Skadish B'Chayr, and all in Nidin is the guy Bo Achram. It's not mashmah that in the Rambam. The mem is in the Sugi. The Marie Kurkis in the Rambam says the Rambam goes to Shitasai that the Ptur B'Chayr is Tolling Kedusha and Kvura. That means he understood the Rambam, the Mem is the Kshayel, the Gemara is the Gabi both in Yonim. The Gabi Kedushas Bechor and the Gabi Patrin Abo Achrav. So when the Rambam brings the suffix of the Gemara of Yotza Chetziyav V'roi V'Aver is the one that comes afterwards, Patrin Bechor, not Patrin Bechor, the Rambam didn't mean to say the Shayel is only the Gabi Ptur Bechor, not the Gabi Kedushas Bechor. No, the Shayel is the Gabi both. So he's mashing the Gemara Kukas, if the Rambam, you understood the Rambam, that the Tali Zeba Zeh, the Ptur of a Bo Achav is totally if it's Chal Kedusha on the and Mela Kvura on the first Vlad or not. Is that Patis Arechem and Mela, it's Chal Kedusha and it's a Bechor and what comes Bo Achav is Patu or not? That in the Gemara's Shayel is the Gabi both Kedusha's Bechor and also to Poiter HaBo Achav. And then the Marie Kukas Taka brings Rashi. He says, "Avol Rashi boyin lehavi elam yesh be kedusha v'tom kvura eloy kodesh u'mashlich leklavim." The Gemara's shaila is only if it's chal kedusha and requires kvura, or it's not chal kedusha and kimashlich leklavim. But avol min abechera vadei sheniftera. He says, for sure it patas abo achrav. Abo achrav in a kodesh klal. V'chem pirsha boyisham. It means that Marie Kurkis understood that according to Rashi, the holy boy of the Gemara is only negay the chalos kedushas bechera. But it's pasha that it patis for mecher bo achrav. That's not a shaila. It's only is it chal kedusha mecher right now before the rev was yoytzei. Can we say the miyat that was befinim is nigger after rev ever bachutz holcha beivar nacha rev or not? That's the nin of the gemara. According to Ram, it's toy zeh bo zeh. Melev it's toy zeh bo zeh. The shaila of the gemara is both the gabe chalos kedusha mecher and also the gabe bo achrav. In the poiskim, let's just start to explore this a little further. In the Paiskim, in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerdei and Simon Shin Yud Tes, the Shulchan Aruch brings the this Shaila of the Gemara, both the Gabi, if it's the Gabi Kedushas of Lad B'Chayra, and also the Gabi Patrin Abo Achrav. The Lashon of the Mechaber is, V'im Yotza Chetziyav Shal Uber Al Dei Roiv Echad Me'Avarim, the Shaila of the Gemara, Chetziyav of the Uber went out, through and that Chetzi was Roiv of one of the Avarim, Shal Yodin Nishlam Yitzias Chatzi Uber, Harei Zeh Sofik. That means, half of the Uber went out, but the half went out, one big Aver going out. Rav Echem Yevarim, that was the Machriah that now you have Chetziv outside. What's the shaila? Do you say that the meat is nigger afterwards or not? And it's a suffix if it's chaltish b'chayr or not. V'asil l'oshna machabez v'asil l'meirch le'ovik echovim l'ashtich le'klovim. If it's chaltish b'chayr, it'll be asked to sell to a guy and to mashik le'klovim. And the last words of the machaber are v'abo achav safi b'chayr. And what comes afterwards will be a safi b'chayr. That means that the l'oshna shulchan aruch is mashu the nidin is the gabi both if it's a skadish of vladim b'chayr and also the guy patrin abo achav. The Shachav and Sivkot Yud Beis says the Loshen Shulchan Aruch Loshen Rambam, and the suffix is maybe it's not a yolud, maybe it is a yolud, maybe it's not a yolud. But the Shach asks that what's the suffix if Boachrav is Bochur or not? Lamaisa the whole Vlad went out Lebesoif. So what did part of the Boachrav? What's the Shach? That whole Nina, the Nina of the Gemara is when Chetziv came out Beroy Vaver. What's going to happen next? The whole Vlad is going to leave. But the shaila is, at this point where Chetziv was Yotzeb Rav Eivor, do we say that the Mir was Nigger Achar Rav, and right now it's Chaldush B'chayro, and in Mele it's also to Matal Amum, it's you know that it's not Mashal Echlovim, it's Chaldush B'chayr, or no, it's not Chaldush B'chayr yet until the whole Rav of the Uber goes out. That Mir is not Nigger after the Rav. You have to have that the Rav of the Uber should go out, or Kulay, and then it's Chal, then it's Chaldush B'chayro. But Lamais is going to come out, and when it comes out, Abba Achav is going to be not a Bechor. It's no Shailos. So what's the need? And how could it be a case that you have a question if the Abba Achav is going to be a Bechor or not? So the Shach says, Givaldi, he says that we're talking about that whatever came out, the Chetziv that came out, Berei Vever, you cut it off. You cut it. So mainly, even if what comes out after, what comes out more afterwards, is Yotzach Kuloi, it's not going to pata Abba Achav because it came out Aidei Chaticha. Now, what does that mean? That's L'chari Tolina Machlaikis. So the Shach explains that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Alishi Tossam, over there in Paskin Sif Aleph, that if you chaitich ever mashach leklovim, if you, as the Bechor is coming out, you cut off an ever and ever, you throw the klovim, habo achar is a Bechor. So if habo achar is a Bechor, that means that doesn't patter the Bechor. In this case, we're talking about chetzi went out, and then you cut it off. It's like, you chaitich ever, you mashach leklovim. Now the shaila is two shailas. First of all, are we allowed to be mashal klovim or not mashal klovim? Was it chaldush b'chayr or not? And also, is abo achav b'chayr or not? If it was chaldush b'chayr, so then you weren't allowed to be mashal klovim, and abo achav is not a b'chayr. And if it wasn't chaldush b'chayr, then abo achav is yes a b'chayr. So it can have it could be a negeya both shailas. But the Shach says that's only good according to Shitz Rambam. But the tour and other poskim hold that even chotche ever it patted abo achrav because it came out derech rechem, it patted the rechem. And the Rama himself argues over there in the Mechaber and Sifav. The Rama says on the lashon of Mechaber, the Mechaber says chotich ever mashlech leklovim habo achrav is a bechor. The Rama says yeh shayim shayin a bechor because the other poskim hold that you're not a bechor abo achrav because that patted the rechem. But so according to the Rama. What's the shaila by us by the chetzi berei veiver? The Ramah's not magia here in Siv Dalet. In Siv Dalet, where he brings an hour shaila of the Gemara, but yotze chetzi v'shal ubar, idea Rav Yechmei Evorim, it's a suffix, habachav is a suffix. Why didn't he say that over here, according to the, it's only a suffix on both the Kedushas of Bechor and also habachav, only like a Lishit Sarambam, only Lishit Sarambam, that hold that if it's chaytech ever, mashal leklovim, habachav is a Bechor. But according to the Ramah that says over there earlier, Yeshem Shein Bechor, according to other tour and other Rishayim, Rosh, and all the Paisim that argue on the Rambam, and they hold that that's called Paitet that Pat is the Rechem, because the Maisa, it all came out of Derech Rechem. So the Abba'ach was Zichon out of Bechor, so then why didn't the Rambam be Magi over here, that the Shaila of Yotzach Chetzi, of Rev Eivor, is not only Negei Kedush Bechor, it's not Negei Abba'ach. Abba'ach is for sure, even if you chayte, you cut it off, Abba'ach is not going to be a Bechor. So the Shach answers that you have to say it's talking about a case where there were twins. There were two men. And one came out, Chetziv, half of the Uber came out, but Rav Eivor. The cutting off point was Rav Eivor was out. And then that was, it was Chayz, went back inside. And then Yotzah Shein, second one went out. And then afterwards, the first one came out completely. So the Shaila is if the Chetziv Rav Eivor is considered that, Holcha Bevar Macha Rav, and the Mir goes after the Chetziv that was Yotzah, so we have, a Bechor, the first one's a Bechor. As soon as they came out, it was Chal Kedushas B'chayra.
And what, and also what Achrav, which is the other tumim, the other twin, is not gonna be bechart. I mean, nifta with yotze rishon v'tchila v'chetziv rei veiver. But if yotze chetziv rei veiver is not a kedusha, you don't go after the rei veivarim. You don't go bus arrive, so then it wasn't the bechor, so then the ba'achrav is talking going to be a bechor. But in the case, if it would be a regular case, that yotza chetzi reveve, not tumim, and then it was yotza kuloi, and then you had another vlad afterwards, that it's pashit, that the second vlad will not be a bechor. Zicha patzim bechor. So therefore the case has to be a case of tumim. That's one way the Shach answers, according to the Ramon, the person that hold that chotach, it's still patzim ba'achrav. The Shach says another mahalach. He says we talk about that afterwards it wasn't Nelet Kulay. The chetziv that we remained, whatever the half that didn't go out, was Yoytederech Doifen. That means that chetziv went out, Reveiver, chetziv went out, and then you cut it off, and you mashed the chit, that chetzi, that was Yoytzer Reveiver Leklovim, and the other chetzi didn't come out Derech Rechem. The other chetzi went out Derech Doifen. So it doesn't pater Abu Achim Bechir. That's the Shach once again, because we're going now, we're trying to fend for the Shach, is trying to fend for it according to the Shita of the Ramon, the Tur, that hold that if you're mashlich, you cut it off and you're mashlich, it's still, as long as the whole thing comes out, it pats the ba'achim rebbe chayra. So if that's the case, we're struggling to understand where is in the Gea, our Gemara Shailov, Yotzah Chetziv, Reve Ever, where is in the Gea Legabi Abba'achra? Ba'achra is always going to be patim rebbe chayra. Even if you cut it off, you mashlich it. So one eighth of the Shach said was Tumim, was if they're twins. And they went right back in, so never was fully out. So you have to, then the Shavling was Negele Maisa, to Pater Achra, Ba'achra, Bechayra, or not. Now the Shach is saying, another way to fend for the Kasha, you cut Taka half off. If the other half is going to come out and you're going to cut it off, it's vital, pata bo'achar in a b'chor. The teretz is that the second half came out derech doifen and doesn't pata in a b'chor. There's a dover pella, and the chadri day is matmi on the shach. We just finished saying, and the shach said, we all maskim lahalocha that a yoytze doifen pata bo'achar in a b'chor. So what did the shach gain by saying that the second half went derech doifen? The second half went derech doifen. If the whole thing went out derech doifen, it's going to be considered yotze doifen. The yotze doifen patzav boachav. It's yotze kuloi. It's a vlad. It's not a poit peterechem, but it's a vlad. A vlad also patzav bechayra. Bechayra, we say something over here very interesting. Tefen for the shach. The shach is going to shitas. So now he understands the rishayim that argue in the ramim. The other Rishonim hold, not like the Rambam, they say, Chaytich HaMashlich, the Rambam says that Chaytich HaMashlich, Bo'achrav is not a Bechor. What's the Pshat it's not a Bechor? If you're Chaytich HaMashlich, what's the Pshat that Bo'achrav should not be a Bechor? That means that it's not called Yolud. But it's still called the Peterechim. That means Chaytich HaMashlich is everybody's masking, Chaytich HaMashlich is not considered Yolud. If you cut it up, it's not a leda. It's not a leda. You're cutting it up. Nothing alive came out. It's not something which could pater the bo'achrav because there's a vlad here. There's no vlad. It's chaytichu mashlich. So what's the tzad to pater ha-bo'achrav? What's the machlekes? The Rambam and the other Rishonim, the Tur and the Tur against the Mechaber. What's the machlekes Rishonim? Machlekes is it considered a peter rechem or not? Chaytich HaMashlich was not a vlad. It's not a question. The tzad to pater abo achrav from bechayra is because the peter rechem. When I said a vlad came out of this rechem. It's not a vlad. It's chaytich HaMashlich. You throw it out. It was never a lady here, but there was a peter rechem. It's safe. When I said it's peter rechem shalaim. If it was peter rechem shalaim, so then there's no. The next one's not a peter rechem. Lefizeh the shach is gevaldik because if chetzi went out bereveiver and then you cut it in half and you threw it away. So now, even if the other half would come out, the pieces, it wouldn't be that it considered a yolud. It can't be considered a yolud. It was cut up and thrown out. It's just a piece of meat that's coming out. There's no vlad coming out. So the only tzad to say patzav bo'achrav is only if it goes at derech rechem, so then it patzav zerechem. But the shach says it's talking about the second half went out derech doifen. that lekuli alma, in such a case, lekuli alma b'achar would zecher be a bechor and not be potter. Why? Mitzad yolud. Normally, a yotzei deifim potters a b'achar because it's considered yolud. It's not potters a rechem. Didn't go out during through the rechem. But it's a vlad. A yol vlad potters also a bechor. It's yolud. If it had, but here it's not yolud because it was you chotach or mashlich. You cut it and you threw it away. The only it's not to be potter a b'achar is because it was potters a rechem. Well, if it wasn't potters a rechem either, the first half wasn't pointed rechem because only half came out. And Elamai, the second half is going to come out anyway. The second half didn't go out during the duch the rechem. Didn't go out through the rechem. The second half came out through the daivya. It was yaitz and daifin. So it doesn't patra bo achrav. So what, that's the shach is saying. That's why it's negay in the shaila of yotza chetzi b'roiv eiver, both the gabi kedushas b'chor and also the gabi patring the bo achrav in a case where the second half went out derech daifin. We ask, are you eating different parts of bo'achrav? That's because it's considered kiyolud. Over here, it's not called kiyolud because it's chaytich mashlich. Even the rishayim that hold chaytich mashlich is parts of bo'achrav. That's only if the whole thing goes out derech rechem. So then it's a poitas rechem. Lashon Shach himself says that it's considered potar rechem when he brings the remah. But over here, it wasn't poitas rechem because the second half came out derech. Doifin. And the male is negay the shaila of yotza chetzia b'roiv eiver legabe tu alochis legabe the alocha of kedushas b'chor and male you won't be able to mashach leklavim, you won't be allowed to because maybe the miut it's inside goes after the roiv of the eiver that's outside and therefore it's chal kedushas b'chor and the male wants chal kedushas b'chor it also will pater the bo'achar min ha'b'chor. We asked, what's a negea pattern? Where's a negea pattern after the mechir? It's not negea, it always anyway patterns, because the other half comes out normally, and the other half comes out, now you have a peter rechem. So one teres shach said, was talking about teumim. Teumim, it goes back in, the one that came out, chetzi b'rei veiver, so mela, now we have to be done, the one that's going out now, is it a mechir or not a mechir? It's totally in the din of the shav v'gemar v'hoch b'yavar ma'ach ha'roiv. And now, the second model that the Shach is saying is that the second half went derech doifin. We ask, what do you mean it goes derech doifin? What's that going to help us? A yoytz doifin also pats the bo'achrav. The teretz is poshit, because a yoytz doifin that pats the bo'achrav is because it's called a yolud. It's a vlad. It's just, it was yoytz, it wasn't derech harechem, it was derech doifin. This is not a vlad. If you're choy tichum mashach, it's not a vlad, it's not a yolud. The only tzat to pats the bo'achrav is because it's a peterechem. Since half went out, shaleka derech harechem, the mela, it won't pater the bo'achrav. Just want to end this sugya with pointing out something very interesting lahalacha. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yerdei and Sim Yedalad Hilchshchita im yotza reiva ubar hareyu kiyolud. If reiva the ubar goes out, it's kiyolud. Vim yotza chetzia b'reiv ever, which is the shayav of the Gemara chetzia b'reiv ever. Oy she yotza ruboy b'miut ever, or reiva the ubar went out and was a miut ever hareyu kiyolud. The Chayav puts them both together. The Taz, over there, if an art, it's a cotton hay, it's ma'ir, that the two dinim are not oil and mekona echad. The first din of yotza chetzia b'roiv eiver, that is the iboy of the Gemara, which was loy ifshita, which the Gemara is not paish the shayla. Do we take the miyot eiver shibifnim, and we say it's nigger after the roiv, hocho b'yavar macha roiv, and mele blibes, b'chayr, it's chal tush b'chayr, like we said before, and maybe it's negeos the pati ba'achrav, and you go, or not. The mele we the rishonim say, we go the kaimel and the chumra. And mele, if it's, we hold the chumra, in such a case, we can't say there was for sure a leida. We can't say for sure it's a peter rechem. Zok the taz, it for sure won't help to shecht the vlad that was yaitzeh, because maybe it wasn't kiyolud. And if it wasn't kiyolud, then it was nesar als bosa b'sada treifa. That's the chelik, the half that went out. But in this shal, even the halacha l'maisa, the half that went out, we can't be matir, because we don't know if it's considered a leida or not a leida. We can't give it its own shchita. If it's a leida, then it requires own shchita. If not, it's nitzav shchita aim. What are we going to do? We don't know. Shchita itself is not going to help. It was yaitzeh. It's not going to be the same anyway, because it's yoytze. But that's all klape the chetzia of the ubor that was yoytze. But what was remained inside, zok de taz, is mutter b'shchitas atzvei monoshach. The half that remained inside, you could, if you say you have to shech the whole vlad, you can't shech the half inside, you shech the vlad, but that half is mutter. Cause if the chetzi of, the otza chetzi brev aver is considered like a yolud, so it's a posh, it's mutter. Really bad, so the whole animal is mutter. Cause it required its own shchita, and if it required its own shchita is mutter, the whole animal. You just couldn't eat half because maybe fakert. Maybe it wasn't kiyolud. If it's not kiyolud, so then the half that was yoytze is chalpsil yoytze. But if it's not kiyolud, if you shech the mother before that half was outside, then that half will be nitta b'shchit tzayin. Because it wasn't yoytze. So if you have a uba, which is yoytze chetziyov, b'roiv aver, the halacha that it says that it's a kiyolud, really only affects the half that goes out. The half that remains inside could have a heter shchita. That's all in the first case of yotze chetzi b'rev eivir that the Shulchan Aruch passes area kiyolud, misafik. But the second case of the mechaber, yotze ruv miyat eivir, the gemara is paishet, you go basa rev ubar. Even lakula is considered kiyolud. And mel you could shech the ubar, you could shech the vlad, and it's matter, the whole thing was b'achila. So therefore the Taz is being ma'er that the Shulchan Aruch shouldn't have put both dinim together. They're not really the same lahalacha lamaisa. It's true, both are considered like a yolud, but not both, both are going to have the same halacha, klape the din of heter achila of the vlad. The shach is the same thing. So the shach says, takere kavan, the machaber didn't mean lashvaisen legamri. The machaber didn't mean to put them both together lahalacha. He was saimich that he writes in Shimon Shin Yud Tes, and, Gabriel's Bechayr, that Yotze Ruben Miyat Aver is a Vadek Yolud, and Chetzi Berev Aver is a Suffolk. And Drisha also says, like the Taz, that the two Allahs are not exactly the same. But Drisha is Maisiv, that in the case, the first case of the Mechaber, which is the Iboy of Al-Gemar, Yotze Chetzi Berev Aver, which is a Suffolk, and the Pneem is Muteres and Manashach, but the Drisha adds, Aval Betnai Shal Chazara. He said, V'davka Kesheh Hechzer Masha Hoitzi. Only if the half that was out went back in, then near lahata nisha shloitzi lechutz. Avli lo yachzim mashoitzi. If you didn't put back in, didn't go back in that half which was out, so near shagama nisha befinim osim. Meridik adrisha. What was that? Tzorach in lechayra. The taz's cheshem is gevaldik. Whatever we understand till now, behem mekasha. The taz's avon shtims. Why shouldn't you be matter that which mifnim imanam shach? If the chetziyov that was out, berev aver, is considered ki yolud. So now when the whole thing comes out, it's nitta b'shchita z'atzmai. Why not? It's a regular vlad, it's a regular uber that was born. It can shecht it and it's mutter. Doesn't have any, there's no, so yaitz is only if you want to be reliant on the aim, if it was inside. There's no psul yaitze, it's not negated. We spoke this in the first year. Once it's yolud, once it's a vlad by itself, before the shech shchit naim, avada it's gonna have its own heter shchita. And if it's not called yolud, that means you shechted half was inside, you shechted the mother, and it's not called yolud, so it's nitta b'shchita sima, the half was inside, is nitta b'shchitas hoim. So why should you need echzire for? What do you have to bring it back in for? Bring it back is not going to be matter the half that was yoytze anyway, because you're going to shech the mother afterwards. The half that was yoytze had chal and epsil yoytze. It's not nitter b'chazara according to a pasul krav. It's not nitter b'chazara. And the half that was not yoytze will be nitter from the shchitzeim. But why would you need to, in order to be matter the half that was not yoytze, that the half that was yes yoytze should be chazal asayichai? Tzarachin. Let's move on to the next gemara. Boi rova. Korche b'siv mau. We're talking about the latest ubar, and the yukayach the vlad in a sieve, in a wrapping made out of a gefanim. Rashi says a rubishel of dekel sieve mau. What's the shaila? Shaila is a chatzitz or not? Rashi says it wasn't the geber rechem. Maybe it's not kaddish. The rechem is mekaddish. And, or maybe, it's not a chatzitza, cause it's, the sieve is, if you know why it's not a chatzitza, it's not a chatzitza, it's considered part of the rechem. And Gemara says also, talisimau, mishayosimau, a pella, the Gemara is a pella. What's taka yen atzad? What's a tzad to say it's not a chatzitza? We hold in kol terek kula, mim b'sheni min is a chatzitza. And Rashi himself sneaks out. He's like, see, the chatzitza, mim b'shem minayhu. The tzad that it's a chatzitza is cause it's not the min of the vlad. So what's the tzad that the tzad that is a chatzitza? It's because it's not the min of the vlad. Is a chatzitza. So what's takana to tzad in the Gemara? Why should I think that it's not a chatzitza? The Maritz Chias Taka over here is Ma'ir from the, and if you have a precedent to this thing. Where I'm talking about Kuf Tezvav Mabez, by Matzah, it says over there, if you Karkal and Matzah Besiv, remember the same exact type of material, it's partial, it's Chatzitza, it's not called directly to Matzah, so why shouldn't it be considered a Chatzitza? So you'll say maybe that's Guvin in Mar Shaila. If there's a din chatzitza v'negeya patri in the rechem, we know for sure there is. The Gemara said that it's a beferish sugi in Becheres daftes and other place in Becheres, and it's clear from the sugi here also that wasn't the nidoin. It says over there, yotze shnei roshem ka'achas, two heads go out at the same time. The din of chatzitza in the pater rechem. The whole Gemara Shavu is maybe you don't say it's a chatzitza because miminoi is not chaytze, miminoi is yes chaytze. So that's not a possibility. We know for sure that there's a problem of chatzitza. The question just is this sieve, and the Gemara says afterwards, the sieve, talisoi, shalyosoi, is that a chatzitza or not a chatzitza? But what's the tzad it's not a chatzitza? Min mishenin min is a chatzitza. What's the other possibility? Maybe there's one other possibility to say me, Rava, maybe the Bukhar doesn't have to touch the fanus of the Rechem. It's enough that it's an avir of the Rechem, nor to be Kaddish. That's vital. That's the Gemara's next later, the Gemara's class of Shiloh. By Nek Kreise Rechem. So that's not the Shiloh over here. And Rashi says, Kalo, the Shiloh is Chatzitza, not Chatzitza. This is being mafsik. But what's the tad that it's not a Chatzitza? So all the every Shtel Su, this Igris Moshe. Igris Moshe in Yerdea and Chele Gimel says that the about it, the Rava holds is in the chatzitza and bechor. So what's the shaila of karcha b'siv? He says because it's litzerech havlad. Shoya b'yoyim kar, it was a cold day, and the roya, the shepherd, was wrapped it in the sieve. Litevasa, it shouldn't be in the star. It shouldn't get sick because of the cold. So since it's litevas havlad, maybe it's not a chatzitza. That means the bats and mitzad the min of the sieve should be a chatzitza. It's being used to keep the vlad warm, so it's like butter to the vlad. It's part of the vlad. It's necessary for the vlad. It's not a chatzit. That's a shaila of the Gemara. Fizeh, Ramosha continues to say that it's very well. We understand very geschmack the continuation of the Gemara. The Gemara declares a special shaila. What about batalise now? Why don't you just ask a general question? Is the chatzit not a chatzit? The answer is because kubi a sieve is a chaytze. It's because it's not as mechamim. It doesn't heat you up. It's not as beneficial as a talis. Maybe that little toiva of the sieve is not enough to take away the inyan chatzitza. But a talis that's mechamim kviat tzerich is al toivas avlad. Maybe that's not chaytze. And then the Gemara declares afterwards is even that. What about shil yosei? Or some different shilya. Why? Because shilya of vlad is always in its own shilya mekurach b'shilya, and that's a type of vlad. That's maybe even the best form of wrapping the vlad. And maybe it's considered minoy, and that's why it's not a chatzitza. So mela, the nina of the gemara is since the type of vlad, that's a tzad that it's not a chatzitza. In the sefer Yoshler ben Tam, the chelik chidush sim tufnon nun hey. He's ma'ir on the steers of sugis. He says he presents it like there's a kashi here. The Gemara b'chayir is singing b'chayir is poshes din chatzitzin b'chayir. Now reading Gemara's clear in korcha b'siv mau. Since the roya is moitzi the siv, is it bottle gabed uber? It's not a chatzitza or like something b'chayir or not. That means the it's poshet that there isn't of chatzitzin in the sugis b'chayir. But he says over here kiven shah roya moitzi hasiv imoy bottle gabed uber v'leiv chatzitza. He said, over there, it's maybe different. In Yechatzitza, the Pasal of Becher, Kubi is only with the Dovra Chaytzeitz, goes out derech rechem mikoyach atzmai, like another Vlad. So it's not bottled to the Becher. But, like two Scharim, they go out at the same time. That's the Sugi in Becher's Daftes. If two Scharim go out at the same time, Kubi one is a Chatzitz from the other. But Karach B'Siv is not like that. Karach B'Siv is a different material. Karach B'Siv doesn't go out of the Rechem by itself. Karach B'Siv, it goes out of the Rechem because it's around the Ubar. So it could be that's not a Chatzitza Bechlal, that's just bottled to the Ubar. So he's not coming Mikoyach, what Ramesha said, because of the Toivas HaUbar. It's coming because that's Bechlal, not any of Chatzitza. Chatzitza is where, something which is not part of itself, which is not, wrapped around itself, which would not come out of the rechem on its own, or something which would come out of the rechem on its own, could be that's chaytzitz between the vlad and the rechem. But something which doesn't belong there, and it's wrapped around the umbar, so it's just bottled gabi the umbar. That's for sure not a chatzitz. It's not, that's not, well, at least that's one side of the gemara by us, that should not be a chatzitz. There's a one smaller aura. The chaytz pasha, the whole shah of the gemara is the gabi kedushas bechor. But abo achra, for sure it's not a bechor. because the lemaisa came out of lot from the rechim, so it came out idei chatzitza, but it's of lot. Rabbeinu Gershom says that the suffix is legabi to bo'achav if it was in skadish of b'chayr or not. B'chayra, I mean, what does chatzitza have to do with them being of lot? Even if you say that it's a chatzitza, and even if you say if it's a chatzitza, if it's not poitis a rechim, and then it's not in skadish of b'dish of b'chayr. But how can you say a bo'achav is a b'chayr? It's any worse than a yoytzeh daifin. A yoytzeh daifin is also not poitis a rechim. But a bo'achav is not a b'chayr because of vlad. So this is not a vlad because it came out idei chatzitza. Why should it change the being of vlad? It's not maybe poitis a rechim, but it's zecha of vlad. Chatzitza is only negabe the being kaddish of b'chayr because the rechim is mekaddish. The day told the Rachmana Rashi says the rechim is mekaddish. If it's a chatzitza, the rechim is not mekaddish. But it's not a vlad to say that a bo'achav is not a b'chayr. It's part of the bo'achav is not a b'chayr. So you have to understand, Rabbeinu Gershom is taught in Biur. In the next Gemara, another Shaila, the Gemara declares, Kar chosei v'chzosei v'etziyosei mahu. If you wrapped it, and you held on to it, and you pulled it out. Rashi learns that the case was that the Kar chosei isha b'yodeh v'etziyosei. A woman took her hands inside and pulled it out, and there was a hefzik of yodeh b'ena levena rechem. Do you say, since that's the urche, it's normal to meow the behem like that? It's not a chatzitza, or it's not, and it's a chatzitza, hands is eni minoy, maybe it's a chatzitza. Taisus matmiya, why is the lashon of the keva? And the gan shas, we don't find anywhere we speak about a ish that's oisik and being mialed, behema. It's always the roy is mialed the behemas. Not a isha. Also, Rava starts off with first lashon zach, it's a karchi besiv. So why is now all of a sudden karchosai, or chosai, it's yosef, it's a lashon of keva. Also, so Taisus also chelik in the whole anocha, that, it's much from Rashi, in the way Rashi is thinking of Mara, you can't be kairach something on the Uber inside until the Uber goes out at least the chelik from the rechim. If that's so, he does ask, why didn't Mara say it's dafka toma yatsim derech ma'ar galoisav? You could. Why can't you say that, it was going yatsim reishay, not yatsim derech ma'ar galoisav, but you're able to somehow wrap it before it goes out. And they have a taisim afarish, like the Gisa Rach, that karchose means achoise. That means there were tu'umim. There was a tu'umim that was in the keva together with the b'chor zachar. And the roisha of the b'chor was bein raglev in the keva. And the shaila is it a chatzitza or not? That's why the Gemara needed to say dafka was yoytze derech margaloisov. Because otherwise, if the roisha in the keva would have went out, it would have parted the b'chor because yitzias a roisha is already a later. So that's what Tosis Fadin is. We're not talking about being kairach. We're talking about kairach. You don't need to have that, yotze derech margaloisa part of went out in order to be able to wrap it. You can wrap it even nothing goes out. But the reason why we have to say yotze derech margaloisa but not the other way, because if the resh would have went out, then it would pater the zachar and b'chayr. B'chayra, there's one or on Tosis, that there's a klal, mimimim is not chaitzitz. So, if mimimim is not chaitzitz, so why should it say it's a chatzitza? Why should Rishon the Kaven? Why should that be chaitzitz from the zacher that goes out? It should not be a chatzitza. It's a peter rechem. But the Ramban says in Ochs Becheres, gracious side. He says you don't say mimimim is not chaitzitz where you need a negia. Mimimim is not chaitzitz where it's a shaila just of chatzitza. But if you need an actual negia in the rechem, like over here, so then it will be chatzitza. The Hila Maisa there was no Negi in the Rechem. So when we discard the Bechor, you need a pet the Rechem, you need Negi in the Rechem. So if you need Negi in the Rechem, so then Achoyse also will be Chatzitza. Chatzitza means that it's Chaitzitz Beinoi Levein Rechem. But not as Chatzitza, Kolter Kula, otherwise we would say, Miminez and Chaitzitz. Over here, we have to have an actual Negi in the Rechem, so the Chatzitza meaning that it wasn't Negi in the Rechem. If it wasn't Negi in the Rechem, so then it won't be Kodesh Bechor. And just finally, the Gemara says, what's the case? Taka, b'loy osay, it swallowed it, vaytzi osay, took it out, and v'chnisosay, brought it back in, and then v'chnisosay, spit it out, and yatsum elov. So Rashi says, the suffix is it kodesh b'chayr with this last yitzia or not? And Ben Geshem also over here says that the suffix is agave, kedushas b'chayr, with this last yitzia. L'chayra, we could ask, that if it's yatsa derech doifin, and then the chulda swallowed it, and then he brought it back in, and then it was maitzi it me'elov in a normal way. Is then it start to say it's in Skadish of Bechira? As soon as it went out derech Doifin, it was ready yolud. It doesn't help that it goes out that it afterwards derech Rechem. So why over here by Balosei Chulda do we have a tzad to say that maybe it's Chal Dish Bechir when it comes out at the end of the day derech Rechem? Why is it different than if it went out first derech Doifin which it doesn't pater, it doesn't, obviously it's not a paterechem, or if it's belose chulda, if the chulda swallowed it. Both, l'chayra, it's not derech rechem, l'chayra. If it's not derech rechem, so then later you put it back in, then afterwards it goes out derech rechem, it's going to be considered paterechem, it's already yold, it's already a vlad. It's like taking a baby that's already born and putting into a mother's stomach, a mother's rechem that didn't have is about to give birth to a bechayr, and that should come out, that's going to be pater rechem. It's not, it's a yold, it's not being pater rechem. It's not pating the rechem. L'chayra, you have to say that b'le'osei chulda is different because it's bottled to it. That means it was never yoytz l'avira oilam. That's the reason why it wouldn't be considered later. That starting the Gemara is that when it first came out, it went straight into the chulda, b'le'osei chulda. So it was never yoytz, it didn't see the avira oilam, it was bottled to the chulda, it's not considered later. The mela, when it goes back in, ichnisosin, then ikiyosin, yotzim elav, so the yotzim elav could be it's mekadesh v'kdushas b'chayra afterwards when it came from the rechem, and it's takanat doime to a yotzim doifin. And lefi zeh, it'll be nesiyash of another shaylam. Because the Gemara really could have declared, in every case, it wins a chatzitza between the b'chayra and the rechem, b'shas yitziyah, this is a chatzitza. Let's say siv is a chatzitza, and he comes out, so it didn't pater the rechem. So put it back in to the rechem, and then let it go out, kedarka without the chatzitza. Is it Mekadosh of Bechor in the second Yitzio or not? And the Miri Takas and Farsh like that. It went out the first time with a Chatzitza between the Bechor and the Rechem. And then you machnes it inside. And then it was Yitzik and Dark without a Chatzitza. And Shail is it Mekadosh of Bechor or not? But Lafi, what we're just saying now, in, to explain the chilah between Yitzik Deifen and Velose Chulda, so then the Shail of was only the God of Bechor, which is Balua in the Mei Chulda. Because since the Uber was not Roya Savira Oilam, we never saw the light of day. The first Yitzia went straight into the Chulda, so that Yitzia is not called a Leda. And that's why the Gemara is clearing that maybe when there's a second Yitzia from the Recha, maybe it can be Skadish Nabagdush Bechera. But in the case where Bechera was Neilid, even if it was Neilid with a Chatzitza, but that's a double posh that even if you put it back into the Me'imai, it's not going to be Niskadish afterwards with Bechera. It's already a Yolid. Once already a Yolid, it's Nifter in Bechera. And it's like a Yitzhak Daifin, even though it's not a Peter Rechem, and even though it's not Kaddish, B'chayra, but the Feshua, Bo'achim, is not a B'chayr. So that's why the Gemara is only clearing Legabe, this case of B'la'asei Chulda, where it's never Yitzhak Avira Oilam. Just from the Messiah, that the Rambam does not bring the Shail of the Gemara of B'la'asei Chulda. He doesn't bring the Gemara. He doesn't bring this, he's mashed with the whole boy. And the Biskarov, him Menoches, Navov, is Mevayr, that the Rambam stood the Gemara Shaila legabe if it's called a peter rechem to pata bo'achim nebuchayram. The whole, and he's understood the whole stuff of the Gemara is only according to Shimon that holds that a bo'ach yoytze daifin is a bechor. It's machlaikis. Shimon holds that yoytze daifin is not peter zerechem, it's not a peter rechem, and a bo'achim is yes a bechor. Chum argue, but according to Shimon who holds that if a yoytze daifin, after Boach, a Yitz Deifin is a Bechor, so the Gemara Shail over here is, if after that it went out, went back inside, is it considered a Peterech and the Pata Boach min a Bechor? But Zokti Biskrov, since the Halacha we pass like the Rabbanon, that a Yitz Deifin does Pata Boach min a Bechor, so there's no Shail Gabichol either. Because anyway, Boach is Pata min a Bechor, because it's not any different, not any worse than a Yitz Deifin. And that's why the Ram was Mash Medish Shail al Halacha. So you see from the Biskrov, that the B'lase Chulda, if Yitzia is daima to Yitzia daifin, even though L'chay, like we said before, that it's Mokhati Mechalik, that over here it's better than Yitzia daifin, because Seif says the Petarechim just a Chatzitza, but the Bachar should not be B'chor, maybe it's different than Yitzia daifin, even if I care, even according to Shimon holds that a Yitzia daifin doesn't pat the Bo'achrov, that's because it didn't go out of the Rechim. Over here, it went out of the Rechim, it was Chatzitza, it's maybe Bo'achrov is not a B'chor. The Meister Chazanish said that a Korchay B'siv, by an Isha, if you have a very high regular baby, and then it's Korach HaBesiv, then it won't be Tmei Aleda. The Isha is not Tmei Aleda. Because the Chatzitza has a din like a Yetzir Deif, when the mother does not have Tumas Leda. And the reading of Ben Gesh also was much like that. The Korach HaBesiv, the Sophist is going to be Bo'achim, and the Kachar B'chor. But the Lachar Yetzir Tzorachin learned the Gemara like that. The whole Siddur should be only, the whole Shal Val Gemara is only Korach HaBesiv. The Lamaisa we pass like the Rabbanon, that a Yitz Teifin does patach from Nebuchar. So there's no makhati to ask a Shaila. I mean, even with his Chatzitza, it's still a Leda, and Zichar patach abach from Nebuchar. So Lachar, that excludes that Epshat now in our Sugi. Daf Ayin Omid Beis. The Mishnah says, Behemah Shemes Ubra B'Seich Me'eho,
If the behem uber died inside the mother's stomach, v'hoishad arayas yodoy, and the shepherd stuck its hand, v'nogaboy, bein behem etmeya, bein behem etahira tor. In either case, the roya does not become tame. Rav Yosi Aglili, oimim etmeya tame, uvetahira tor. If the animal is a tame, then he becomes tame, and if not, then he is tor. The Gemara says, my time or the Tanakama, what's pshat in the Tanakama? Why isn't the roya tame because he touched a Nevela, Amrav Chizda Kavachaymer. Imaila imala tir bachila, if the shchita sa'im is matir, the ubar, loisayalay litahir mede nevela, it should not be mail, it shouldn't help to tire the vlad, the ubar, from tumas nevelas. And mela, the Kavachaymer will teach us that just like the shchita sa'im is matir bachila, the shchita sa'im is also gonna provide, the fact that there'll be a shchita sa'im is also provide a heter from Tumas Nevelis. The Gemara says, Ashkam Behemetahira, Behemetmeh Minolan. On Makro, the Gemara says, Vachiyamas Mina Behemazu Behemetmeh, Ashilachem Laochozu Behemetahira, Iskish Behemetmeh, Lebehemetahira. Just like Behemetahira, the Uber is Tar, so too Behemetmeh, the Uber is Tar. The Pashas of the Kavanas, the Gemara is coming to teach us that even though the Uber Be'etzem should have a Din Nevela, which Metame Mago, we learn from the Kavachayim, it's not Metame. Just like Shchitas Ima is Matir Lachila, it's also Matarosim De Nevela. The Rishonim ask, why did the Gemara have to bring that the Tam of the Mishnah is that the Roy is Tar is from a Kavachomer? L'chari, you have a much simpler way to explain the Din of the Mishnah, why the Roy should be Tar. If Hoshid a Roy is Yodai, Menag Bor Meis is not Tome, because there's a Halacha. Everybody knows the Kavud, the Halacha, that Tumah Balua, a Tumah which is swallowed in Besech HaGuf, is not metame the negea, the one who touches it. Even if the uber would be a nevela, but it's not metame the roya, even without any kavachimer. Tumah balua is not metame. It's sugi mitzashem, we'll get to the fine aleph, and I'm base, but tumah balua is not metame. So if it's not metame, why does the gemara have to come on to a kavachimer? Even without a kavachimer, the roya should not be tame. Rashi learns and answers this question, lishitasai. And in a chanami, the kavachomer is only necessary according to the shita of Rabbi Kiva, the way Rashi understands Rabbi Kiva later in the Afayim Beis, Beis Hashem Yisparach, we'll get to it, that holds that tumah balua is yes metame. And therefore, if tumah balua is yes metame, at least in this instance of Ubar, the roya, which is meish des yadi, stuck his hand and he touched the Ubar, which was meish, would become tame from the Ubar. And there's no exclusion of tumah balua, which is not metame. Kamash Malan, the Gemara teaches us, Rav Chizda taught us that since it's a Kavachomer, so it's not Metame. Toisvis, on the Fahim Beis, learns that even according to Bekiva, Tumbulu is not Metame. So Lefi Toisvis, what's pshat in our Gemara, why does Rav Chizda require the Kavachomer? This, the Balamar, and the Rajba, the Rishonim say that the Nafkamin would be where it's, the Uber was Maitzias Yadil Achutz, where the hand is stuck out of the Rechem. There, it's not Tumah Blua, it's not inside, it's out. It would be Metame, it's Tumas Neveles. Kamash from the Kavachayim, Rav Chizda, that even in such a case, it's not Metame, because we consider the Aver like an Aver which is Meduldol Min HaChai, as if we're just hanging off from a Chai, and not like an Aver which is Meduldol from a Nevela. The Maisa, Rashi's Lashon is Mashman, we're discussing Dafk where the Raya was Meshdes Yadil Lefnim. That's why he's not Tomei. I mean, didn't the Kavachomer. But if he was talking Moshe, this Uber is Yad Lachutz, and the Raya would touch it, maybe it would be Metame. But the Balamar and the Rajba and the Kavachomer wouldn't help maybe for Yotza, for Moshe, the Uber is Yad Lachutz. The Balamar and the Rajba are learning according to Shitza Toisvis. There's no other solution. Even the Bekiva agrees that Tumah Balua is not Metame. So why do we need the Kavachomer? The Kavachomer is necessary in a case where the Uber is Moshe, is Yad Lachutz. And that means that the Balamor and Rajba are teaching us that the Kavachomer of Rav Chizda helps to say there's no Tumas Nevelis not only in the Uber, which is Bifnim, inside the mother, but even the Aver, which was stuck outside, will be viewed as an Aver HaMeduldim in Achai and will not be considered Tamei B'Tumas Nevelis. The Mashal Taka explains in Farish like that in Taisvis that according to Bekiva, that Shitzer Bekiva is that Tumah Balua is not Metame, but we can speak about that the Uber is Maitzis Yad Lachutz, and it's not Tumah Balua. And Akapan of the Bekiva, Kavachem will help to say, even according to Bekiva, Kavachem will help to say the Aver that Yad Lachutz is not Metame in the Nevela.
The Meiri says a different teretz. He says the Ubra of a Behema is not Tuma Blua. Since there's no, it's not Daima to Ubra of a Nisha, which we'll see later clearly, is where the classical example of the sugars that are coming is a case of Tuma Blua. He says a Behema is different, has no proizder like an Isha. And since there's no proizder like an Isha, it's more Golui, it's more open. It's not Blua. And therefore, we need the Kavachem to teach us that it's not Metame Kinevela. But notwithstanding the Meiri, Lamaisa, we have two Malchim and the Rishonim. Either we're talking about the Balmor and the Ban, they say that your Moshe, either we're talking about that the Roy has stuck his hand inside, and if not for the Kavachem, Metame, Alstumus Nevelis, and there's no chesaron of tumah blua either. Going according to Mekiva, who holds your metame maso, that is metame, or like the Meiri says, not called blua because no praise there. The other malach was like the Balmor and Rashba that was speaking about the uber is mighty yad lechutz, and the roya touched it, and still it's not metame, it's din nevelus because of the kal v'chaymer. But bifnim anyway is not metame. Bifnim doesn't need the kal v'chaymer. Bifnim is tumah blua, which is not metame. Now the etzem, the gedder of this kal, what's this kal v'chaymer? The Kavachemer is, it needs a biur. From the fact that the shchita of the aim is matzah b'achila, as the din of kobeima techelu, therefore, before you shech the mother, also it's not mitam din avela. What's the havana b'chlal in this Kavachemer of Rav Chisda? So the Rishonim also discusses it. Rav Amar says, Olahachi hani Kavachemer de Rav Chisda, he says, Lashin is imay il le'imay le'ubar latir b'achila, if the shchita's aim is matzah d'ur b'achila, Alma yerech imayhu. You see that it's a yerech imayhu, it's a chelik of the aim, so therefore, lo soile, lo tarim de nevela, avarish and hell, tima tarim de nevela. And the loshna of Balamor is mashmel lacher, that's the pasha of the Kavachimer, that the said of the Kavachimer is to teach us that the uber is nechshav chai agav the aim. So just like the mother's alive, the uber is a chelik of the mother which is alive. So it's not chal the uber shem nevela as long as it's b'seich mei imoy, as long as it's inside the mother and she is b'chayim, the uber is nechshav, like a chelik, which can't be separated from the aim, not its own independent guf. And just like the uber is nitay de shchitas aim, which means because it's considered a chelik of the aim, it's chashiv chai, hu adin, it's not metame medin nevela. And it makes no, it, the chair is not of kamina, how you understand the get of the Heter Ben Pakua, which we spoke about in previous Yurim. Whether or not we understand the get of the Heter Ben Pakua is that the Shechita of the aim is Mesiaches, as if the Uber also received the Shechita, as if the Uber is also Shochut, which then it's Muchach that if the Uber is Nitter B'Shechita Sa'im, Al-Korch, it's alive, it's like Echamei Varel, it's because the Shechita and the aim will be considered like a Shechita in the Uber. Till then, it's Chai, Agav Imoy. So it's a chelik of the aim, and it's nechshav kechai. The mela, so too, the gabi tumas nevelis. If it's chai, it won't have tumas nevelis. But even if you understand the gedder of the heter ben bakua, some achrenim understand that it's exeris hakosuv, that whatever's nimtza, whatever's found in the mei imoy is mutter ba'achila, not because it's considered like the shchita sa'im is a shchita in the ubar. It's exeris hakosuv, kol b'behema techelu. This is found in the aim, in the beten aim. That's a heter agav imay. But al-kochot to uber hamneis is considered chai as long as it's beseich, as long as it's inside. Because if it will be already chal and an iser of tumas nevelo, so any of these surim, then that iser would not be paka with the shchita se'im. But karchach, if shchita's aim is matrit, then it's once kecha me'evorel. It's niteres imo. But mele, it's considered chai even the gabi that, that it's not matam benevelo. That's the havana pshuta in the kavachemer of Rav Chisda. That tells us, just like the shchita of the aim is matcha the ben pakua ba'achila, that means the blood calls man, it's in the aim, it's a chelik of the aim, it's chai agav the aim, it's yubiyerech imay, and so too, legabi tumas nevelis, we consider it chai, and if we consider it chai legabi tumas nevelis, it's not metamic. And that's why the uber that was moishness, yod lifnim, the din is that the raya is tar. But, the Rishach Navi Ezri, the other achrayinim, asking Gvaldik Akasha, lefi zeh, why did the Gemara have to come onto a hekish to say that a behemoth tmeya is the same as a behemoth tohira? The Gemara understood that maybe this kavachemer of Chizda is only in behemoth tohira, to matir, to say that the roya is tohir when he sticks his hand and touches the uber mace, because it's considered chai agav the aim.
the mother, the baby could have a heter shchita deyim, but behemet meyav shenish, behemet meyav, maybe it won't have a heter, it won't, it will tummy to his nevelis, and therefore they wanted to come onto a hekesh, behemet meyav, behemet toyer. L'chayev, the whole yisayin of the kavachayim is to bring a raya, that the uber is choshu like a chelik, that's built in nifrad mimay, a chelik of the aim itself, and it's considered chai, agav o'aim, just like the mother is chai, the uber is nechshav l'chai, and that's why it's not matam in nevela, so then the kavachayim is be'etzem just a simen that the uber is considered chai. So why should I think there's a nafkamina between a behemoth Torah or behemoth mea? Uber is chai, agav imay. What's a nafkamina? So it doesn't have heter, there's shchita same. But the fact that we could possibly have given Uber a heter, the shchita same, it's a rai, that Uber yerachim, and it's a chelik of the aim. So why did the Gemara's think and say takla maisa, they need a hekesh, behemoth mea, to behemoth Torah? Rav Shach and Navi Ezri nechstumas meis is mechadish because of this kashi. He said it's muchach in the Gemara that the Uber becomes murta the shchita se'em is not a hichocha. It's not just a simon hichocha that it was not chal the Uber Hashem nevela. It's considered chai agav imay because Uber yerech imay. But that itself is the siba. The fact that the Uber is nitai the shchita se'em is the siba that it should not be chal on Hashem nevela. Since the Uber ames could be niter ba'achila. So it's not shaykh to say that it's chalin and now Hashem nevela. The kavachomer is not together a raya. The kavachomer is like a sima, a reason, a tam why there's no tumas nevelas. Fizetz very well understood the Gemara's kasha from behemet meya because behemet meya will not become niter aydei shchita se'em. So then it's yitochet that even now it's considered nevela and it's metame b'mei imay. What will come out lefi this havana of Rav Shach in the sugya. So that means that the shchita se'emi mati the uber is the reason why it's not mat tami mitumis nevelis. So if you find me a case, even in a behemah tahira, where the shchita se'emi is not mati the uber, so then the kavachem will not tell us that there's no tumis nevelis. So for example, let's say the aim is a treifa. And we'll see later in the sugi, later in the end, towards the end of the parak in Mehmet Mekasha. We spoke about it before, that the shchita is not mati the uber. If the shchit is not matter the uber, so maybe the uber is taka an avela. It's only not an avela because it becomes mutai de shchit as a aim, and then now also you can't consider it chalish is a shem nevela. Can't have shem nevela now because it becomes nitter al shchit as a aim. But if it won't become nitter, maybe it's considered an avela. Even the meimai, you also have to be meisiv one thing. You have to be meisiv in the way of Shachan saying the Gemara, that it's also not totally in the Chakir Sa'achrainim, in the Gedder of the Heter Ben Pakua. Because even if the Heter Ben Pakua is Exeus Akosiv, whatever's found in the aim becomes Nitai de Shchita's aim, but that itself, that it's Oimed, and there's a Afshar, there's a possibility to Matira, to Mati the Ubar, Ade Shchita's aim, that Guf is a Siva why it's not Chal, any Isra on it before Shchita. And just like it's not Chal any Isra on it before Shchita, it's also not Chal Hashem Nevela before Shchita's Ho'em. So the fact that the Shchita's aim is a Matir here, Ba'achila, that tells us that there are no Isurim in this Vlad before the Shchita. There's no Isurim in this Vlad. And it's Mamish like the aim. Just like the aim is Kechai and it's not Tumas Nevelas, the Vlad also is not Kechai and doesn't have Tumas Nevelas. That's why in a case of behemet meya, I would think that maybe the vlad has a tumas nevelis. But in whichever way you understand the gedder of the heter ben pakua lochayro, you can still apply Rav Shach's havana.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS. Or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.